The officers were investigating the home of Cynthia Archer, who has worked for the governor going back to his days as Milwaukee County Executive. Archer followed Walker to Madison to become his deputy secretary of the Department of Administration. She left abruptly last month, but had already secured another job as legislative liaison for the Department of Children and Families. Archer's neighbor, Dale Reekers, says he first saw the officers at Archer's house around 6:15 or 6:30. He estimates there were a dozen of them, some FBI, going around the property, taking pictures inside her garage and vehicles.
By the time I saw them taking the pictures and all of that, I could see, no, this seems almost like a raid.
Reeker says the agents were there for quite a while. The incident was first reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, whose reporter saw agents leave the home at 10 a.m. Assuming the timeline is correct, that would have had them at the house for at least 3.5 hours. The newspaper said agents removed a large box from the house and put it in the trunk of an FBI car. The raid comes just days after Archer told the paper she was not involved in a John Doe investigation started last year in Milwaukee County. The U.S. Attorney's offices for the Eastern and Western districts of Wisconsin had no comment. A spokesman for the FBI referred questions to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's office, which also had no comment. A spokeswoman for the Dean County Sheriff did not return a call. And Governor Walker's spokesman Colin Worwe also had no comment. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.